The Cook County Local Energy Project has made an impression on the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency. Enough of an impression so that MPCA wants to include CCLEP in its grant to the Federal Environmental Protection Agency. For over a year, CCLEP has been concentrating on energy efficiency and energy sustainability projects. "It was a surprise to us. We didn't ask for it," CCLEP member George Wilkes told the Grand Marais City Council on Wednesday. As a part of a much larger grant application, MPCA is including $60,000 over 3 years to fund an administrator for CCLEP. Wilkes and fellow CCLEP board member Buck Benson asked the city for a letter of support for their organization. The letter will accompany MPCA's grant application. Wilkes and Benson said they only learned about the grant a few days ago, and the turnaround time for the support letter was short. Mayor Sue Hakes said she supported CCLEP's efforts, but was uncomfortable supporting something she hadn't had time to read or discuss. Wilkes said the support was for CCLEP, not the entire MPCA proposal. Councilor Jan Sievertson agreed.
So it sounds like they're trying to support the local, who's out there in the communities actually doing the work, to get it out from under the MPCA, out to the community, you know, to empower communities to do this work on their own.
The council voted 3-1 in favor, with Hakes voting against. Councilor Tim Kennedy was not in attendance. A second support request from CCLEP centered on federal stimulus money through the Minnesota Department of Commerce. Wilkes said only cities and counties could apply, but a letter of intent was necessary from the city. The letter was described as a placeholder, and the city could opt out of applying if further study did not prove beneficial to the city. The grant would fund up to $100,000 of energy-efficient projects in the city. Wilkes said CCLEP could write the grant with the help of City Administrator Mike Roth. The grant deadline is short. It's due the end of the month. The grant would fund a central heating biomass feasibility study, provide energy improvements to city lighting, fund an experimental solar hot water system at the recreation park, and improve energy efficiency in city buildings. Roth said these projects have all been discussed by the city in the past.
"We don't have any of these projects that are really ready to go, except, you know, they're really picking away some of the things we've already worked on. So those are all handy things. But what I don't know is, what are we committing to? What are we telling them we're going to do? And you don't know that either, and they don't know it. Nobody's written the application yet. So if, in fact, there can be an application for the council to look at in your packet for the next meeting, I don't see any reason why we can't go to the next step here and write a letter that says we intend to apply for these things."
Council voted unanimously to support the grant application by submitting a letter of intent to the Department of Commerce. Jay Anderson, WTIP News.